This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Wow. We're in the middle of a monsoon here. Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Jason, be advised, I'm in the middle of a gigantic storm. If I go away, pick some nice music to play in my absence. Joining us now is the weaponized woman, Keita Bussey. Good afternoon. I hope the weather's better in Wisconsin than it is here.
Hey, Bill. It's beautiful and sunny here. I can actually hear the rain hitting the roof there. That's crazy.
I know. Anyway, maybe this will mean I get a new roof. Anyway, besides all of that, so I've been watching a lot of stuff you're doing on Instagram. You seem to be doing a lot of exercises that I wish I could do if I had the knees to do it. But I see where this would be of benefit to you, the way you shoot and the way you move and everything else. So. And I also know you just took this big trip and everything else, so I know that you want to talk about the trip. So tell me about the trip.
Okay, so I just got back from Florida. I was at the RPGI range. It's a really nice little gem in Florida, especially right now. I've tried putting classes on in Florida. It's really been a struggle because the prices have gone up so much for range fees that if I give my class fee and then they have to pay this exorbitant range fee on top of it, it really turns people away and they can't get this between the range and the instructor. It's just ridiculous.
Right.
So this guy, Brendan Soder, I'll bring him on the show sometime, opened up this little gem of a range in the woods it's about an hour out of Pensacola on the panhandle. So most of my students were actually from Alabama. But he's working on building a clubhouse on the range where he'll have like a bunkhouse and running toilets and everything. We weren't that lucky this time, but it is coming. So we had no outhouses, no toilets or anything this time, but I would think by the end of the year, he's probably going to have all of that. But I loved it that his range fees are reasonable. He's not trying to make a ton of money off of this range because he's also a trainer.
Right.
And that's where he makes his money, is by doing the training.
Okay.
He's not charging crazy, ridiculous range fees, which is why I haven't been teaching in Florida for a while now. It's been a couple of years since I've taught there, and that's why their range fees just went way up. And I'm seeing that actually in a lot of places. Texas and California are kind of doing the same thing. So that was really nice. I loved being out in the woods in the middle of nowhere. I love that. I don't mind peeing in the woods. Doesn't bother me one bit.
Mm.
So I liked it that we had no looky-loos coming over, nobody trying to, like, get pictures and videos while we're training, and steel-free training, which can be a problem sometimes. So it was nice to just be isolated, just me and my students, and that's it.
I get that.
So, as you know, in August in Aruba, I was shot in the ankle. So I did teach a class right after that on my crutches and everything, but I had an assistant. I taught an additional class after that, but it was my advanced Train Smart class where I don't have to do any demos where I'm running around. There's just one stand and shoot transition drill that I demo, so no problem. This was my first movement class, my first smart move class back on my feet after getting shot. So that was interesting. And of course, I've been doing physical therapy, going to the gym, trying to get back on my feet, trying to get moving again, but obviously still having issues, still in a lot of pain. And my doctor cleared me. He said, yeah, you can go do the class, should be totally fine. Don't worry about it. Just do what you normally do. And I said, okay. So I went to run the stage and doing what I normally do. I heard that beep and ran, got into a low port and heard this loud snap. So what happened was my tendon that was behind my ankle and belonged behind my ankle moved over the ankle to the front of it. So at that point, I could barely hobble around, and I stayed like that for a couple of hours until finally I was like, I need to sit down and fix this. I couldn't focus on what I was trying to teach. I just said, I have to take a minute for myself and try and figure out what's going on here. So I sent all the students off for a 20-minute break, went and sat down in the other bay, unwrapped my ankle. I had ACE wraps on it. And I'm a nurse, so I took a look at it and immediately saw what had happened. And I was able to coax that tendon along with my fingers and actually move it back to where it belongs, put the ACE wrap back on, and then I was able to walk again and finish the class out. So that was a new experience for me.
Sounds
like being able to just dart around and not even think about it, but
right.
Being in pain, being injured, and being a movement coach is actually quite depressing. Not being able to do what I normally do, what I'm known for, and then having to experience that on the range. I mean, thank goodness I was a nurse before I was doing this. Otherwise, I would have said, take me to the ER. I don't know what's wrong with me. Something snapped. But I was able to recognize that it wasn't, you know, a serious issue. All I had to do was move the tendon back where it belongs, which I was trained to do as a nurse.
Sure. Well, I guess my first thing that I would say is that one of the things that, you know, I do a lot of stuff with Super Dave Harrington, and he's had a bunch of body parts replaced. And but he has to adapt.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering how much adaptation, because you're still young.
Yeah.
We don't have to talk. You're still younger than me. You still got a lot of flexibility and pliability in you to where that is a possibility. But I don't guess you were ready to consider that in that particular moment. But when we're coming up on the first break, and when we get back, I want to ask you about that and see what you see what you have to say about that, because that's just something everybody has to do as we age, and then if you get hurt, then I guess that probably accelerates it. What's the name of the website?
180firearmstraining.com.
Yep.
You can also find me on Instagram and Facebook at 180firearmstraining, or email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com, where you can order a personalized copy of my book, Smart Moves, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sport.
Very good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking to the weaponized woman, Keita Bussey. And when we last were speaking with her, she was moving things around inside her body from the outside to get them back in line and everything. Did that hurt when you were doing that?
Not really. I was already in so much pain that it actually felt good to put it back where it belonged.
Oh, okay. So for you, now looking at this, now is this? Did you think this happened because you got back into it a little too soon? Do you think this is going to be an ongoing problem? What are you thinking?
I don't think it's going to be ongoing. I think I'm just early yet in the healing process. So I'm doing the physical therapy. I'm doing the training to get back to where I was. I'm just not there yet. And I hit that low port, and I hit it fast and hard, and it like I normally would, and it just snapped. Because once that timer goes off, you kind of go on autopilot. When you do this for a living, it's not like, oh, I have to take it easy on my ankle. You're not thinking about that. You're thinking, I shoot to win. This is what I do, and it just is so subconscious. I was thinking before I started, okay, I've got to take it slow, be gentle on my ankle, but once that timer went off, I just went, and I couldn't stop it. I couldn't stop myself, and
right.
I was thinking as I was running, I shouldn't be doing this. Slow down. Stop doing this, but it was too late, and then I hit that low port, and I plugged a no-shoot right in the face when it snapped. Which, well, you've seen me shoot. I just don't normally do that. So obviously something was wrong. And I've never hit a no-shoot on my class demo before. It was so embarrassing. But I think the guys kind of understood, like, I snapped my ankle, and that's why it happened. But still, it's embarrassing. When you're the instructor and you're doing a demo, you carry that weight on your shoulders of, okay, this is showing them what I want to see from them, and I do not want to see them hitting a no-shoot, which is exactly what I did. So as an instructor, yes, that's humiliating, but, you know, things happen and we're all human.
Well, that's going to be interesting to see, because I think this is... Do you think this is going to be a moment when you're going to have to maybe take a few things and make them evolve for you, adjust?
Yes, absolutely. So I'm teaching a class this weekend in Richmond, California. So I do plan on doing the live fire demos for the drills, which is just a really short distance run. And I was able to do those just fine, no issues. It wasn't until I hit the low port that and had to squat down suddenly that it was an issue. So I think for the stage, what I'm going to do instead is just slowly walk through the stage, demonstrating the movements sort of in slow motion, in dry fire, because I know when I hear that timer go off, I can't stop myself.
Right.
I cannot make myself go at my ankle's pace. It's too risky. So I'm going to show them the way they should shoot the stage. So what I have my students do is just shoot the stage the way they would shoot it without any feedback, just to see kind of where everyone is at, especially in their stage planning. So then at the end, after everyone has done that, I see where everyone is at, then I say, okay, well, this is how you should have shot the stage. And then I shoot it, and I show them and how it flows for movement. Well, even though I beat their times, I hit that no-shoot in the face, which kind of makes it not look so good. But I was able to show them the way I flow through the stage. And I can do that without actually running the stage under time. I can just walk through the movement in dry fire and say, this is the way I want to see you shoot the stage, and just slowly move through the movements with no live ammo, no beep, or I know I'm going to hurt myself. And I don't know how long it's going to be that way, but that's what I'm doing going forward because that happened, and I don't want it to happen again. I don't want to set myself back in my healing process.
This is going to be delicate, isn't it? I mean, this is going to be something that you're going to be dealing with this. And every time you do something, you're going to be learning something new about what is and is not your, what you can and can't do, right?
Right. And I definitely found my limits. And I'm really motivated by this shooter, Mason Lane, who broke his arm, had it in a cast, and shot the entire shooting season with strong hand only. And he was winning, doing really well. And I thought, if he can do that, I can shoot with a bad ankle. I just have to hit really good points to accommodate for the time I'm losing in my movement. So I thought, well, I'll just do that. But once that timer went off, I just couldn't help myself. Now, I have a major match coming up in Texas in April. It's the Dragon's Cup. It's the best match in the U.S. for the year. It's even better than Nationals. So even though it's not Nationals, it's such a high-quality match that everyone wishes they could get into and qualify for and shoot. And I got a slot there, which I was really, really excited about, but now I'm a little concerned that I'm going to hear that timer go off and I'm just going to go. So I think I'm going to have to train on the range, in live fire, hearing that beep and controlling my movement to accommodate my ankle.
Yeah, you're going to have to discover that angle that you can. You can't do the angle you're used to, so you're going to have to figure out that angle to which you can put your foot to where the ankle will not give.
Right.
Which, you know.
Right. And I know that angle because I teach movement and I coach people who have injuries. The thing is, the timer went off and I just did what I always do. But obviously now my body needs to move differently. So
the
I know the angles. Right.
Well,
so
I'll tell you what.
Another thing I can change.
Coming up on the next break, what's the website one more time?
180firearmstraining.com. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram at 180 Firearms Training or email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. You can order a personalized copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sport.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As was widely expected, the Federal Reserve announced a quarter percentage point rate increase to offset inflation and also announced that they will be raising rates six more times by the end of this year and potentially three times in 2023. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky made a historic virtual address to Congress pleading with the United States to help stop Russia's invasion of Ukraine and directly, in English, called out President Joe Biden.
You are the leader of the nation, of your great nation. I wish you to be the leader of the world. Being the leader of the world means to be the leader
Zelensky also touched the hearts of Congress and Americans who watched on television by playing a 3-minute video of the violence and bloodshed in Ukraine with a message to close the skies over Ukraine. This is USA Radio News. Pfizer has applied for emergency use authorization of a fourth booster dose of their COVID-19 vaccine. The additional dose is for adults 65 and older who have gotten a booster dose of any of the authorized vaccines. To date, more than 960,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the U.S. since the pandemic began. Separately, Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff, husband of Vice President Kamala Harris, tested positive for COVID-19 yesterday. And in hopes to eliminate confusion about changing clocks back and forth, the Senate passed a bill yesterday that would make daylight savings time permanent across the United States. The bill has bipartisan backing, including several Republican and Democratic co-sponsors. If passed, the changes would not be implemented until November 2023. Officials say because the transportation industry has already built schedules based on the existing time and has asked for additional months to make those adjustments. Stay updated anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Keita Bussey. Is that the first injury you've ever had?
No. I used to be a pro cheerleader, and I actually dislocated both of my shoulders at the same time. I have also dislocated both of my hips.
Keita.
I think pro cheerleading is way more dangerous than playing football or ice hockey, honestly.
Hey. So, but now, your hip, while your hip is a sort of a thing, I would think being the lowest serious weight-bearing joint on your body, the ankle is something that is a little bit, there's a bit of difficulty there getting... once that gets injured, getting that, you didn't get operated on, right?
No, I split a tendon, but it split vertically when the bullet impacted it. So if it had split horizontally and completely severed it, that would have been a surgery. But since it split vertically, it was able to heal naturally on its own.
Okay. So let's talk about that. So you are, however old you are, you're very athletic, you're young, you're female, and does the doctor who is making this analysis about you not needing surgery, does he understand that you're bouncing around like an MMA fighter?
Yes, he was actually, when I went to meet with the surgeon, he recognized me and said he follows me on YouTube. He watches my podcast. he watches all of my YouTube videos and my posts. So he was very much a fan at the time that he met me and said, I know exactly what you do. And he thought that I would be fine doing that. So he doesn't think I'm going to cause further damage by doing it, but the strength does need to be built back up.
Well,
and it's obviously going to be painful anytime I do anything.
Well, you know what, people like, now right now, Dave, just use Super Dave again, now he's my age. And he has considerably more mileage on his body than I do, but he is an instructor. So he's had one hip replaced and two knees. Then he tore up his Achilles tendon. That did have to be operated on.
Okay.
And they put him on Celebrex or something like that for the pain and for the knitting up and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he took that long enough to where it was camouflaging something in his shoulder, and now he has to have his shoulder operated on.
Oh, no.
So
yeah, that's a very common injury for shooters is the shoulder, the rotator cuff.
Yeah. So Dave is now having to shift the way he trains in order to heal.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about when he goes out on a training gig. Now, he probably faces the same kind of problems you face. Except that a lot of your stuff involves your legs.
Yes.
And moving on your legs and pivoting.
Well, in his defense, his stuff, a lot of it involves holding a gun up at full extension, which is very difficult with a rotator cuff injury.
Right. Well, I'm not trying to, I mean, I talk to him on a regular basis. He calls me every time something happens to him because I'm probably one of the only guys that's his age that has nearly the same kind of mileage on it that he does. But the thing is that with Dave is very precise about the way he wants people to do things and about what he's trying to convey. And he's having to do it now and try to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if in the short term what you should do is say to yourself, okay, Keita, the demonstrations are going to be slow. And when I would normally be crouching, I'm going to have to turn on them and look at them and say, I would normally be crouching. And then not do that, and you're going to have to refrain from those full-speed demonstrations that you do. Keita does, when if you go to one of Keita's classes, she'll do a couple of walkthroughs and everything. She figures out what she's going to do because she's doing a course of fire. And then things change while she's, when she's in the run-up to that actual run, she's still bubbly and warm and funny and all this other stuff. But then when that signal goes off, Keita changes. Keita morphs. She becomes Mrs. Hyde. She's Jekyll, but then she becomes Mrs. Hyde because then she's all business and she's moving. And I just decided to put on a wide-angle lens and watch her do that instead of trying to chase her down. So, because I couldn't do that. Anyway. Yeah, I think you may have to. What?
The interesting thing is, I was a coach before I was a shooter. I was coaching movement for professional shooters before I ever started shooting.
Right.
Which means I didn't do demonstrations. I only watched what they did and said what I thought. So I learned how to explain things without being able to demonstrate. Well, eventually I decided I need to be able to demonstrate this. It's going to be better for the visual learner. So I learned how to shoot so I could demonstrate better. So I used to only explain it and not demonstrate it. Then I learned how to shoot so I could demonstrate, and now I feel like I'm kind of back at square one where I'm just going to have to explain it.
Yeah. Well, at least until you heal up. If you want to have a chance at heal, I mean, I think the problem that every athlete faces is timing when they actually go full blown, when they come back and go full blown. And, you know, I'm pretty sure that prior to that freak shooting that you experienced, that you probably had never been shot before, definitely not in the ankles. And right. so for you, this is uncharted territory, and every day that you move, and every day, so every day is a new experience. So you have to, you're going to have to approach it with a sort of this idea that I'm not going to mess up my chances of this coming back, because things do heal given time.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, when I had my heart attack, and I had a bad heart attack, and yet somehow, and mine was all stupid luck. I did very, you know, I was going to the gym curling 3 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I went from there to riding a bike 20 miles a day.
Nice.
And I will get back to that, even as I'm even with my advancing age now. But I will get back to that because I am capable of doing that again. But
right.
I'm fighting stuff right now as we go along. And
right.
That's an age thing. But you don't have that just yet. And if you don't want to have it, you're going to have to adjust. So you
right.
should, I hope you do adjust.
So here's the other thing.
Well, we got about, we're coming up on the next break before we hear about the other thing. So website, book, all the stuff. Tell us how to find that.
Yes. First of all, I haven't mentioned my podcast. It is the 180 Firearms Training Podcast. If you go to YouTube and look up Kita Busse, that's KitaBusse, look for the playlist for the 180 Firearms Training Podcast. That's where you can find it. We bring on a lot of really great guests. If you want to find me on Instagram or Facebook, it's 180 Firearms Training, or email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. You can also email me for a personalized copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports.
I've got one of those. We won't talk about that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heat pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking with the weaponized woman, and that is Keita Bussey. She's been dealing with some stuff, and I, have we talked enough about that? You also wanted to talk about the bad habits and mistakes that you had made and that kind of stuff and how to keep that from happening.
Well, I guess we can get to that next time. We're probably not going to get that far.
Ah.
But there is one more thing that I can do for my major competition coming up. And it's basically applying what I teach all of my students when they have injuries, which I did not do in my class because I heard that timer go and I just went. What I did not do was pre-program and visualize doing these movements that I teach for injuries specifically. So if you have an injury to your ankle, your knee, your hip, anything in your joints, in your lower body, yes, our joints can move side to side, but they move most efficiently front to back, especially if you've had an injury. And yep. If your body just can't physically move that way, you're going to be slow or you're going to hurt yourself. So what I'm going to have to do is program those movements so my joints on my left side are only moving front to back and not side to side. When I hit that low port, I hit that ankle from the side. All I had to do was rotate my toes outward, and it would have been totally fine.
Now, describe the low port. You're talking about going into the low port. Describe the low port. What is the low port?
A low port is an opening within a visual barricade that's down low, so you have to squat down to see through it and engage your target. Okay. So I ran into this position and jumped into a squat to shoot these targets, but I hit my ankle laterally rather than front to back. And anything you do side to side puts a lot of pressure on those joints.
Yeah.
So for my upcoming match, what I'm going to do is walk through the stage. I'm going to go there the night before the walkthrough day. So usually I show up the day we can do walkthroughs, and then I shoot the next day. I'm going to come there the night before, so I give myself lots of extra time to do the walkthroughs, and I'm going to pre-program in my brain setting my foot up in this front-to-back position everywhere I go rather than hitting it from the side, and I'm going to visualize it and program doing that for every single position before I ever shoot. So then even if the timer goes off and my brain says, go, I'm not just going to move the way I normally move. I'm going to move the way I've programmed myself to move for that stage, for that day,
yeah,
with this injury.
Easier said than done, isn't it?
It is. We'll see how it goes.
How long have you been doing what you do? 12 years. So you're having to take something that you probably started in your 20s.
Take a page out of my own book.
Yeah, you're going to have to take a page out of your own book. This will be quite interesting. This could make or break you, Keita. You have to succeed at this.
I do.
Yeah.
I know I can do it. The thing is, this is the first time I'm doing it. If I forget, even for one instant, what my plan was and how I planned to set up my ankle, that could be the thing that sets me back for a couple more months.
Right.
So I have to perfectly visualize my movement for every position, for every stage, for all 12 stages. And I can't miss it even once. And I know I can do it.
I know you can too, just because you're so, your typical stuff that you do is so precise and so thought out. And I guess you will slowly work your way back into that groove that you have to basically adjust.
Yeah, over time, yes. So over time, my ankle will get stronger, and I will be able to get away with more things in the position of my body on the stage.
Right.
So then that will change my visualization, and, okay, I know I can do this without hurting myself, so I will do this normally. But when I go here, I have to put my body like this or I'm going to get hurt. And it'll slowly be less and less and less until I'm back to my normal movement.
Just as an FYI, I had a discussion with a gun company guy the other day, and I invoked your name and a few other names. Right?
Okay.
And I really would like to cover this, but we need to talk about it offline before we do.
Okay.
Simply because I think currently there is an affront happening to you ladies who are truly athletes who have developed your skill set. And, you know, you each have your little individual things you bring to it. And I believe there's a trend now to skip you guys.
Yeah.
And I think it's worth the discussion. Not because I don't think anybody that's doing it is purposely doing it because they think they can get away with it. I think that a lot of people are looking at other people and saying, okay, well, that's cool. And I've never seen that kind of thing in shooting before, as far as the competitive shooter, the female competitive shooter. You guys, all of you have always had this skill set. And now it seems like it's getting a little superficial. We'll have to discuss that one day. Maybe tomorrow we can discuss that. Now, you know, I'm pretty sure you're probably not going to want to talk about it, but I just want to bring it up anyway.
No, I'm down. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
So tomorrow I will be hitting the road with Pixie. We are headed to the San Francisco Bay Area to put on a class. So we've got a two-day class, Friday and Saturday, at Richmond Rod and Gun. Pixie's going to be there with me. She's going to be resetting targets, helping me build stages, picking up brass for the students. That way they can focus a little more on the training and relax a little bit. and we're taking 2 days after because she's never been to California, even though her great-grandmother lives there. Surprisingly, right. She's never been there. So
how does that work for you? Because do you have like a bunch of 10-round magazines to carry that, or do you just carry what you normally carry, go in and do what you do?
So
we only got a minute.
Publicly, but I will. Here's how it works.
Okay.
The international airport is international. They don't have to abide by California state laws.
Oh.
So if you fly into the airport, it doesn't matter what you have. They don't have to abide by state laws. So you can have 17-round magazines at the airport. Let's say you have a layover there, and they have you collect your bags or whatever. Like, you're good. As soon as you leave the airport, then you cannot have 17-round magazines. But how likely is it that you're going to get pulled over, someone's going to search your vehicle, go through everything until they find these 17-round magazines, which are probably in your hotel room anyway?
Right. Well, the other thing is you probably have a gun that's not approved by the California DOJ as well. I've wondered about that.
If you're visiting.
Yeah, I've wondered
about that. So if you're going there to shoot a match or something like that, then they let you off.
Okay. I wondered about that. I didn't think you were a desperado. Listen, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Bill.
And I'll be in touch, and we'll talk about this offline thing.
Yes, we will do that.
Absolutely. Gita Bussey, the weaponized woman, 180firearmstraining.com. Check her out. Worth the time. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.